Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak a few words in glorification of Srimati Radharani on this most auspicious of all auspicious holy days here in Sri Dham Vrindavan at the feet of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada and His assembled followers. Om Jnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Shilakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Yudha Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Vansha Kalpatarabhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayvacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Lavanya Sara Rasa Sara Sukhaika Sare Karunya Sara Madhura Chavi Rupa Sare Vaidagdhya Sara Radhikeli Vilasa Sare Radha Pithe Mamagano Akhila Sara Sare In his Srimati Radharani Rasa Sudhaniti Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur has glorified Srimati Radharani with this verse. Lavanya Sara, Rasa Sara, Sukhaika Sare. She is the ocean, unique ocean of Sukha, Ananda, Ladani, happiness that derives from the essence of the rasa of sweetness. And she is the essence of compassion. She's the essence of sweetness, beauty, and form. She's the essence of expertise. And she's the essence of loving pastimes, which give pleasure to the Lord, Shyamsundara. Radha Pithe Mama Mano Akhila Sara Sare. She's the quintessence of all essences, Srimati Radharani. This is not just a sentiment, it's actually scientific because she is the Ladini Shakti. Ladini Shakti means that potency which gives happiness. Any happiness comes from her necessarily. Santini, Samvit, Ladini. These are the three divisions of the Lord's internal potency and they're increasing in their intensity. Existence. We exist. We want to exist forever. To exist forever is natural. That is happiness. To keep having to die is not happiness. It's against our very nature. So santini samvit, to know. No one wants to be in ignorance. Everyone wants to know. Everyone wants to be aware. But ultimately these two are subsumed by zadini, because when you have ecstasy, automatically it's lasting. Ecstasy means it lasts. Otherwise it's not really ecstasy. Automatically you know. So Srimati Radharani embodies the very essence of Satchit Ananda, which is the Lord's own form actually. Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written 8 or 9 Bengali songs, which are included at the very end of his Gitavali, and which we don't hear very much. So I thought maybe today we could read through those. He says some very, very deep things in simple language, but what he says is very, very important, and he therefore asks us to consider it very carefully. First of all, he says, Radhika charana padma shakala shreyer shatma jatane je nahi aradhilo Radha padmankita dhama brindavana jaranam taha je na ashroy karilo Radhika bhava gambhir chitta jeba mahathir gana sanga na koilo jibane kamone she shyamananda Rasa Sintu Snana Ananda Lobhibe Bujoha Ekamane. He says, one who has failed to carefully worship the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, which are the abode of all auspiciousness, he who has not taken shelter in the transcendental abode known as Vrindavana, which is decorated with the beautiful lotus flower named Srimati Radharani. He who in his life has not associated with the devotees of Srimati Radharani, who are very wise and whose devotion for Radharani is very deep, how will such a person ever experience the bliss of bathing in the ocean of Lord Shyamasundar's sublime mellows? Please understand this most attentively. Does this sound familiar to anyone? Have we heard something like this before? There's a few things. We want to worship the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, which are the abode of all auspiciousness. We want to take shelter in her abode, marked with her lotus feet, Vrindavan. She exists there like a lotus flower. And we want to associate with the devotees of Srimati Radharani, whose wisdom and devotion are equally deep. Otherwise, without these things, we can hardly expect to swim in the ecstasy of Shyamananda. Does this, anyone recognize these things? There's an old verse from Raghunath Das Goswami. He says, it's in Stavavali. Anaradhya radha padam bhojarenam anashritya vrindatavim tat padankam asambhashya tad bhava gambhira chittan kuta shyama sindho rasasyavagaha. It means exactly the same thing. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is not writing this out of cheap sentiment. He's not inventing these ideas out of his fertile imagination. They go back centuries, at least to Raghunath Das Goswami. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoye Be Akuti Ityadi Kabe Ham Bhujhavo She Jugala Piriti. If we want to understand anything about transcendental love affairs of Sri Sri Radha Krishna, then we have to take shelter not only of Srimati Radharani, but of all those who represent her in this world. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is one of them. We wouldn't know of this. We would have none of his songs if it weren't for the wisdom of his son, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who saw fit to publish them. They would have been lost. Such incalculable jewels. So there are 8-9 songs here we'll discuss about Srimati Radharani. This is one of them. Actually, some say there was a Brajbhasha poet of Brajbhasha, Gadadhara Bhakta Goswami. He was originally from Andhra Pradesh, but he wrote in Brajbhasha. Many devotees did this, actually. There's another one, Madhavadas Jagannathi from Orissa, but he adopted the local language and wrote poetry about Krishna. So somehow or other, one of his songs, it's said, devotees, they go around and they hear things. So someone recited this song that was written by this poet, Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami wrote a letter to this poet. And in that letter, he gave this verse. Anadadhya radha padam bhojarenam. Somebody who has not worshipped the dust of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Anashritya vrindatavim tat padankam. And has not taken shelter of the forest of Vrindadevi, which is marked with Srimati Radharani's lotus footprints. Asambhasya tad bhava gambhira chittan. And this person has not had serious discussions with devotees whose consciousness is very, very deep because it's full of bhava for Srimati Radharani. Kuta shyama sindho rasasya avagaha. How can such a person swim in the ocean of Shyamasundara? He wrote this verse. That devotee who received this instruction from Jiva Goswami via Raghunath Das Goswami, he immediately decided to come to Vrindavan. And he understood what Radha Krishna worship really is. Again, the same principle is there. Rupa Raghunatha pade hoi biakuti kave hambuj haboshe jugalapiriti. His temple is still there in Arkamba, Bhaktaji Kamandir. Sometimes we go and visit. So he became a disciple of Srila Raghunath Bhakta Goswami. Raghunath Bhakta Goswami was famous for his Bhagavatam Katha and for singing. Still their famous Kathakars. So Srimati Radhika is the exemplary teacher of the brilliant mellows of conjugal love. This pure love between Radha and Madhava is worthy of discussion and contemplation. Bhaktivinoda Thakur continues, Radhika Ujjvala Rasera Acharya Radha Madhava Shuddha Prema Vicharya Je Dharilo Radha Pada Parama Jatane She Pailo Krishna Pada Amulya Ratane. He who has grasped hold of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani with great care obtains the lotus feet of Krishna, which are like priceless jewels. That sounds familiar because we sing every day. Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Shadma Bandomui Savadhana Mate Jahara Prasade Bhai E Bhavatarya Jai Krishna Prapti Hoi Jahahati. How do you take shelter of Srimati Radharani? It's obvious. You take shelter of her representative, His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Radha padabinako bhu Krishna nahi mile. Radhar dashir Krishna sarva vede bole. Without taking shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Radha, one can never personally meet Lord Krishna. The Vedic scriptures declare that Krishna is the property of the maidservants of Sri Radha. Elsewhere, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is therefore sung, Krishna she tomar, Krishna dide pare tomara. Krishna is yours and you have the power to give him to me. So, then he says, abandoning wealth, followers, wife, sons, and friends, giving up materialistic activities and intellectual knowledge, being absorbed in the sweetness of service to the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, this is Bhaktivinoda's conviction. When we get money, we're not inclined to give it up, at least not all of it. We always put something south for ourselves. And followers are also very difficult to get up. If you've got your own men, if you've got your followers, disciples, whatever. Wife, sons, friends, raise your hand if you'd like to be friendless in this world. These things are hard to give up. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says here that he's ready to give these things up if it's necessary to become absorbed in the sweetness of service to the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Actually, many of us, in some respects, we've done this because we've come and joined Krishna consciousness, and especially we've come to Vrindavan. So many things we have to give up in order to do this. So he continues, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, with his next song. He says, beyond the Viraja River lies the pure spiritual sky, and above that Vaikuntha realm lies the divine abode known as Sri Goloka Vrindavana. The land of Vrindavana is made of spiritual gems and therefore likened to a mine of fully cognizant and blissful jewels. Conscious jewels. Have any experience of conscious jewels? Fully cognizant, blissful jewels. This is what Vrindavan is full of. The transcendentally conscious realm is certainly a wonderful and extraordinary sight, if we see it. Within that abode is the most astonishing presence of Lord Krishna, who is compared to a tamala tree, the king of trees possessing the hue of a dark sapphire. Here we have our tamala tree for many, many years. Balam tamala dalanilam aham bhajami, Bilva Mangala Thakur prays. I worship that boy whose complexion is just like the dark tamala tree. That's why Srimati Radharani is so fond of that tree. He continues, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Entwined upon that blackish tree, a beautiful golden creeper has arisen, who is the conqueror of all realms, being the supreme purifier. Her name is Mahabhava. Being the essence of the supreme pleasure-given Vladini potency, she is the enchantress of Sri Krishna, who is himself the enchanter of the three worlds. They say in Sanskrit land that the creepers are the wives of the trees, because the creepers always wrap around the trees. So Srimati Radharani is like this. She's a golden creeper and she's wrapped around the dark tamal tree. Known by the name of Srimati Radharani, she remains shining there in great ecstasy, always engaged in satisfying Govinda's heart. What does Govinda mean? He gives pleasure to the senses? Cows. Whose senses does he please? Actually, it's Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his commentary on the Anayaradhita Nunam verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam. He interprets the name Govinda. Go means senses. Vinda means he's pleasing all of the senses of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, he's called Govinda. There are other ways to interpret it in other places in Shastra we've heard, but this is his particular understanding, at least in that context. So she's always engaged in satisfying Govinda's heart. No one else can. This is her ontological position. The leaves and flowers of that creeper form the assembly of her girlfriends headed by... Who are her friends headed by? Lalita. Lalita. Together, she and all of her friends entwine that blackish tree in a tight embrace. At the touch of this creeper, the tamal tree blooms. Without the embrace of the creeper, he can no longer exist. The creeper never desires to leave the company of the tamal tree. The creeper perpetually craves their union. Other than the meeting of these two, Bhakti No Thakur desires nothing. The beloved daughter of King Vrishabhanu is the crest jewel of all young women. She is fond of wearing what color garments? Blue garments, nilambari. Her radiant complexion is very pleasing and conquers the beauty of freshly cut gold. When they cut gold, diamond cut gold, it makes it shine even more so. So she's like that. That's one comparison. Otherwise, she's considered to be molten gold also. That's also very bright. Her locks of hair are nicely arranged, and she is the life and soul of Lord Krishna. She's artfully adorned with jewels. She's very learned in the science of Harirasa. Not very learned, ultimately learned. She's the resource of all understanding of Harirasa. Her forehead is nicely decorated with tilaka. Her breasts are covered with a beautiful corset and adorned with valuable gems. And her eyes are anointed with black collyrium. Thus she appears to be relishable sweetness personified. Giving up everything and becoming a maidservant of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, just worship and serve her with great care and attention. Beholding her effulgent rays of pure beauty, the goddesses Rati, Gauri, and Leela abandon all their pride. The good fortune attributed to the goddesses Shachi, Lakshmi, and Satya is completely defeated in the presence of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. The group of rival gopis led by Chandravali are forced to accept their defeat before Srimati Radharani, for she alone controls Krishna. Thus they always sulk and simply remain quarrelsome. In Padyavali, Srila Rupa Goswami has included a verse spoken by one of Srimati Radharani's friends who has the inclination to point out that the only reason Chandravali is dear to Krishna at all is because she has some youth. Otherwise, she's not that important. This is her feeling. Bhaktivinoda, the resident of Sri Godruma, always endeavors for the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, the most beloved of Lord Krishna. Then he says, Srimati Radharani is the crest jewel of all amorous young maidens who take pleasure in relishing transcendental mellows. Because there may be many amorous young maidens, but if they're not interested in transcendental mellows, then it's the opposite. Or there may be some, not very many, but some who are detached and who are absorbed, brahmalin, absorbed in spiritual knowledge. Sometimes we find stories about them, brahmavadinis, in the Shastra. But they can't please Krishna. So she is the crest jewel of all amorous young maidens who take pleasure only in relishing transcendental mellows. She's a beautiful swan in the waters of love for Krishna, transcendental wish-fulfilling creeper of the family tree of King Vrishabhanu, and the original source of all the goddesses of fortune. This is why she's called Jayashri. Jayashri. She conquers even Shri. Shri is Lakshmi. Lakshmi is the source of everything. All opulence comes from Lakshmi. But Srimati Radharani conquers even her because she's able to conquer Krishna. Upon her hips, she wears red silken cloth on which tiny bells are swinging. And upon her breasts sways a lovely necklace of pearls. In this way, she looks so splendorous that she steals the heart of the beholder. Her bodily luster is exceptionally effulgent, like the golden whorl of the best of lotus flowers. Her two sweetly smiling lips display the immortal nectar of adolescence mixed with the fragrant camphor of new youthfulness. She is completely faithful to Lord Krishna. Seeing that the supremely mischievous son of Nanda has arrived on the outskirts of the Vrindavan forest, as he returns from tending the cows, she becomes stricken with anxiety and affectionately offers prayers to him by the hints and signals of her eyes. Shri Krishna, Krishna, Krita Vrishni Kulavatara. Bilva Mangala Thakur prays to Lord Krishna, who has incarnated among the Vrishni Kula. Sangsara Varana Vidarana Singha Vishnu. Unto Lord Vishnu, who is like a lion, who can frighten away all the contamination of the Kali Yuga. Gopi Ganopahrita Lochana Padmamala. Unto he who is garlanded with a string of lotus flowers that in the form of the lotus glances of the gopis. Gopi Gana Upahrita Lochana Padmamala. Stealthy glances, secret glances, not supposed to be looking at him. This is how they worship him. And especially Srimati Radharani, it's described here. She offers prayers to him in the form of hints and signals of her eyes. Srimati Radharani is the life and soul of all the elder women of Vraja. Elder women. She's certainly the life and soul of her friends, the younger gopis, but even the older gopis, he says. She's especially dear to Mother Yashoda. We know this. Basking in the affection of charming Lalita Devi, Radharani's bodily form has fully blossomed like a lotus, thus displaying her beautiful and graceful limbs. Accompanied by Vishakha, Radharani picks forest flowers and strings together a Vaijayanti flower garland for Krishna. She is the well-wisher of all and is always situated upon the chest of the Lord, being the most beloved young girlfriend of Krishna. Hearing the soft sound of the flute, she moves swiftly through the forest, and finding in the bowers of Raja the best of dancing actors, the chaste Radha, with smiling eyes, turns her face downward in shyness while restlessly scratching her ear. When the breeze, which is scented with the fragrance of lotus flowers, makes the waters of Radhakund very cool, then, in the warmth of summer, in those cooling waters, Srimati Radharani, along with her girlfriends, satisfies the hero of Gokula. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says to Rupa and Raghunath, clasping their lotus feet, when will you bestow your mercy upon me and give me eternal service to such a Radharani as this? For her service is the wealth of the truly wise. You remember I told you? Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's paraphrasing Raghunath Das Goswami, and now he's directly praying to his lotus feet. What does he want? Srimati Radharani's transcendental bodily form has arisen out of the Mahabhava Chintamani. She is the decoration of the Lord of the Sakhis and is effulgent with divinely splendorous potency. She takes her first bath in the shower of the nectar of compassion, her second bath in the nectar of youth, her third bath in the nectar of bodily luster. She thus conquers the beauty of even the goddess of fortune and is endowed with a prominent quality of chastity. She wears the silken sari of modesty, and on her forehead she wears the red kumkum dot of loveliness. Her body is decorated with pictures drawn in musk, and she wears a necklace that is adorned with the fresh jewels of the ecstatic symptoms. Actually, Navaratnathara, nine jewels, What kind of jewels are they? He lists them. Shivering in the body, flowing of tears from the eyes, standing of hairs on the body, being stunned, perspiring, faltering of the voice, inactivity, and madness. These are the jewels she wears around her neck. Srimati Radharani is very much beautified by wearing the flower garland strung with her 25 transcendental qualities. Where do we find those transcendental qualities of Srimati Radharani? 25 of them. It's in several places. Ujjvala Neelamani, it's there. Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find more. Similar list. She's clothed in the two-part silken garment of both sober and non-sober emotional ecstasies. Covered indignation constitutes her braided and ornamented hair, and she's radiant with the tilak of auspicious fortune. The name and glories of Krishna are the delight of her ears. Karnapura. Srimati Radharani's lips have become very red from chewing betel nuts, and the black collyrium of cunningness is clearly visible on her eyes. Her smile is like sweet camphor, and she's always fond of joking. She sits upon a bed of pride in the palace of fame and glory, and a garland of extraordinary transformations of ecstatic love hangs swinging from around her neck. Her breasts are covered by the bodice of loving anger. She plays on the veena called Kattapi, turtle-shaped, to announce the conquest of her rival, Chandravali. I remember one year they dressed Srimati Radharani with a Kattapi veena. Somebody made one out of flowers, I think it was. You don't find Kattapi veenas very much nowadays. You get Rudra veena, and in the south you get Saraswati veena. Kattapi veenas almost never. I've never seen one. But this is what she plays. Radharani is always fond of placing her playful lotus-like hands on the shoulders of two of her girlfriends. Her youthful form is very graceful and slender, and she is the exclusive distributor of the nectar of Lord Shyamasundara. The exclusive distributor. This is why he said, you cannot swim in the ocean of Shyamasindhu unless you have her grace. She is the exclusive distributor. O Rupa Raghunath, your great treasure is the lotus feet of such a Radhika. This Bhaktivinod, who is very fallen and lowly, prays at your lotus feet with a straw of the street between his teeth. Please bestow upon me a nectarian particle of eternal service to Srimati Radharani. In the forests of Vraja, on the banks of the Yamuna, there are beautiful thrones bedecked with flowers. The creepers and fruit trees give satisfaction to the eyes, and upon these trees and creepers, many birds sing sweetly. A breeze from the Malaya hills blows ever so gently, while swarms of bumblebees fly about in search of honey. The full glowing moon of the spring season then distributes its cooling rays out of love and respect. At such a time as this, the best of the relishers begins his rasa dance, the holder of the flute. Millions of cowherd maidens, with Lord Hari in their midst, dance along with Srimati Radharani and rejoicing in great bliss. The enchantress of Madhava sings beautiful songs and steals away the minds of all the three worlds. All moving and non-moving beings enchanted by Chase Radha are enchanted by Chase Radha, who has forcefully defeated the pride of Chandravali. After agitating the mind of youthful Vrajakishore, Radha also suddenly disappears from the scene. This Bhakti Vinod perceives some calamity. The rasa dance has now stopped in the absence of Srimati Radharani. Millions of cowherd damsels are unable to please the mind of Madhava, although endeavoring to do so. The flute song calls the name of Radhika. Come here, Radhe. Shyama calls out in the night. When the Sri Rasa Mandala comes to a halt, he then goes in search of beloved Radha. Please appear, O Ratanani, kindly save my life. Calling out while weeping, Kana wanders in the forest. In a secluded grove, Hari is relieved by embracing Srimati Radharani and regaining his life and soul, saying, without you, where is the Rasa dance? Only because of you do I live in Vraja. At the lotus feet of such a Srimati Radharani, this Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, weeping, among your personal associates, please count me also. Make me your maidservant. Keep me as your own. Finally, he says, if your desire for the worship of Srimati Radharani does not come about, then your so-called worship of Krishna is completely useless. Just as I never know the sun to be without sunlight, so I do not care to regard Madhava without Radharani. One who worships Madhava alone is imperfect in his knowledge, and one who disrespects Radharani is simply conceited and proud. You should never associate with such a person if you at all desire within your heart to participate in the eternal sportive pastimes of Vraja. If one considers himself to be a humble maidservant of Srimati Radharani, then such a person very quickly meets the Lord of Gokula. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Narad Muni, the personified Vedas, and Lakshmi Devi all honor and worship the dust of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. The Vedic scriptures declare that the goddesses Uma, Rama, Satya, Shachi, Chandra, and Rukmini are all personal expansions of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani ki! Jai! Bhaktivinoda Thakur, whose only treasure is the service of such a Radharani, humbly begs for her lotus feet. O my tongue, he's concluding now, he says, you who are overwhelmed with a desire for tasting material enjoyment, please hear my instructions. Always remain deeply absorbed in drinking the nectarine loving mellows of the beautiful names of the divine couple, Radha and Krishna. How do we do this? By chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is Radha and Krishna dancing on your tongue. Srila Prabhupada said so. The name of Srimati Radhika is ever fresh and lovely, and it is pure ambrosia. It is very sweet, utterly enchanting, and is the abode of complete satisfaction. Necessarily, because it is Lavani Shakti. Satisfaction comes only from her. Therefore, he says, Akhila Sara Sara, the quintessence of all essences. With great care, you should eagerly blend this ambrosial name of Radhika with the wonderful sweet condensed milk of the name of Krishna. Now add into that mixture the sweet fragrance of loving affection, which is both cool and delightful. Drink this nectar day and night, and you will know what true happiness is. No longer will there remain on the tongue a thirst for mundane tastes. For these wonderful transcendental mellows will fulfill all of your desires. Je prasade pure sarva asha. At the lotus feet of Raghunath Das Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur begs for ecstatic rapture in hearing and chanting the divine names of Radha and Krishna. Many things here, many things are very significant. He says, one who worships Madhava alone is imperfect in his knowledge, and one who disrespects Radha is simply conceited and proud. Therefore, we say, Apa Radha. To move away from Radha means necessarily it's an offense. And to worship Krishna at all is necessarily you have to have some blessings of Srimati Radharani, otherwise it doesn't happen. So give credit where credit is due. Take shelter of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. This is the aspiration that's shown in all these ways by Srila Thakur Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Geetavali. This is from Geetavali. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.